Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Billion shots, and we're going to continue going. I think we get the vast majority, like it's going on in some industries and some schools, 97-98%.
These are just advisors. Their recommendations are not binding. The FDA can ultimately say, we disagree. We want to move forward with boosters.
As CDC director, it's my job to recognize where our actions can have the greatest impact. Had I been in the room and on the committee, I would have voted yes. And that is reflected in my resulting decision to allow the use of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 booster dose for those 18 and older at high risk of COVID-19 exposure and transmission.
Pfizer's CEO says CDC's decision to push boosters against recommendations of top scientific panels, a very good one, he said.
At the end of the day, I think the decision that they made is a very good one, I think.
The CDC panel and the FDA panel that are scientists and virologists who were put there under statutory law to basically make sure there's oversight, that has been overridden. And Fauci says, and Pfizer says, around Halloween, they're going to announce down to two-year-olds are going to get the shot, even though the FDA scientists quit that are over that.
As you know, Dr. Fauci, Pfizer says a low-dose coronavirus vaccine is safe for children ages 5 to 11 years old. How big of a game-changer would this be, and how quickly could children in this age group start actually getting vaccinated?
Well, the data is going to be presented to the FDA for application of an emergency use authorization. When the FDA looks at that, I'm sure they'll work very quickly to make a determination as officially to its safety and its immunogenicity.
So what would you say? Homeschool or get the vaccine?
Meet scientist Justin Durant and regional business lead Brandon Schatt, officials with pharma giant Johnson & Johnson. Both men echo startling admissions about their own company's COVID vaccine and their concerns on long-term repercussions for children.
Right.
Not something that's so unknown in terms of down the road.
They're like, you're just the top scientist. Even though these are pro-vax people, bought and paid for by Big Pharma, they've gone, whoa. This is going to discredit vaccines for generations. That's a quote by the chief scientist at the FDA that quit 3 weeks ago. And then the panels voted the way they said they should. And they got overridden. And that's why the two top scientists, number one, number two, at the FDA quit 3 weeks ago, is they were told, when the boards say this shouldn't be given, we're going to override them. And they said, the political hack, who's not even a doctor at the White House, is going to override? They said, yes. And the head of Pfizer, he's your president. He's your God. He's your doctor. They know your doctor can't make you do something. He can, and he is.
And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say thank you, God.
Can the federal government do beyond mandates in getting people to actually take the vaccine, or at least believe that when they're in the hospital that, you know, ivermectin is not going to save them?
I mean, that's really it, as far as I know, is mandates. Mandates do seem to work to get people, the majority of people, even people who are, you know, prone to conspiracy thinking, to say, I don't want to lose my job.
The only way people are going to get back is
Well, if you think that's bad, you wait down the road And they know this. And then even the FDA scientists and CDC scientists and UK scientists are like, hey, we better, EU scientists, we better not do this. We better stop. They're like, shut up with your boards that used to be in charge. Pfizer and Moderna, that's DARPA, they say full speed ahead.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees. Because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
It's Wednesday, September 29th. The year is 2020.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind. Under globalist attack. Make no mistake, you are living in incredibly historic times. It is September 29th on this Wednesday edition. We'll be here live for the next 4 hours ahead of Owen Schroyer and the War Room. Wow, great edition of American Journal with Harrison Smith with Dale Bigtree in studio today. That was amazingly informative. Be sure and check that out once it's posted to Bandai Video, the full interview. Okay, yesterday I made good on the little fits I've been throwing every few weeks here on air that I can't handle this anymore. I'm going to walk off the show. That was not theatrics. I took my ball and went home. And quite frankly, it's because I could not look at the governor of New York's ugly, demonic, witch-like face. I do this too much. But at the same time, it's unhealthy not to fight the globalist. But it's also unhealthy to spend too much time on them. I get it. I don't want to sit here and talk about all the evil, horrible stuff they're doing. I don't want to read articles all day about how they're legalizing pedophilia. I don't want to read articles all day how they're censoring everybody towards a medical tyranny to literally depopulate us. I don't want to have to cover all this. And I know a lot of you don't want to have to sit there and listen to it. But you know what? This is for people that want to be aware and for people that want to have their head out of the sand. And I'm taking a vacation coming up about a week and a half for a few days, and I'm going to, I think, 100% just turn off the computer and unplug from everything, because you got to do that in any war. You will go crazy. But I thank you all for your prayers. I thank you all for your support, and I apologize that I walked off the middle of the show. But I did say, air the Dr. Bartlett interview. He's one of the leading doctors and scientists out there exposing this tyranny, and a lot of people really liked that interview because it had been on a Sunday, and some folks don't tune in to the Sunday show. They tune into weekday shows, so people really liked that interview from a few weeks ago. So all's well that ends well, as they say. But if you are a TV viewer, you can see all of these articles that lay out in front of me. And every one of these, again, you could spend a lot of time on to really flesh out, but that's the problem. It's impossible to do. So let me just tell you what we are going to be covering today, and one way or the other, I'm going to carry this information forward to the public. So let's just go over it. Russian Foreign Ministry denounces aggression, the names of silence RT after YouTube bans two German language channels for talking about natural immunity existing. That's like saying RT is banned for saying birds fly in the sky or grass is green. And we've got new announcements by YouTube on that front. Germany's Merkel says that the censorship is problematic. So has China's Xi Jinping. Even the dictators get that they're being moved aside by big tech. And here's the new announcements by YouTube. No discussion, period, of vaccines unless it's positive. Not just COVID, but any vaccine is now banned by AI control. Meanwhile, DeSantis orders investigation of Facebook censorship and its protection of certain elites, 5-plus million people that are allowed to do things, but the rest can't. That's how you take over society. Turning on Zuck, leftist tech press calls for release of the Facebook files. This is really huge news. It's the first thing I want to hit next segment after I've told you what's coming up today. Another big national poll. And I've seen these polls and how they conduct them. The numbers are much higher than this. But the majority of Americans no longer trust the government or the COVID vaccines. As you shouldn't. They're not even vaccines. That is coming up. Continuing, I'm going to tie it into this report because now it's being rolled out. Interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. This was proposed. It's being rolled out around the world by the UN. This is the same operation you see in Australia. Locking you in your neighborhoods and your houses and then taking your children away to a government facility, even though they're not sick, even though you're not sick, for their protection. So you think it's bad to be taken away because you have COVID, or they say you do with a fake machine, a fraud machine, a PCR test they still use. How about we're taking you to a camp for your safety, and don't worry, you've got to work in the camp. They're going to collapse society, collapse the jobs, collapse the infrastructure with the ongoing lockdowns and soft lockdowns with one employee gets COVID, so the whole factory shuts down, the whole business shuts down. Now what's happening is that's causing the breakdown of society, and commodities are running out, staples are running out, and that's going to then cause the breakdown of society. Don't worry, we've got emergency dormitories you can come live in. And they're going to nationalize a lot of the big apartment buildings and others, and again, turn them into government facilities. That's what you've seen with the CDC. That's the whole plan. I'm going to get into that. And that ties into this incredible stack I've got over here. Media Group wants journalists legally protected from online comments. There is a piece of legislation that will ban any criticism of government or mainstream media or vaccines or anything else for that matter in live time using AI. And now a major national media group in Canada says they want it passed so that no one be allowed to criticize them and it be a crime punishable by years in prison to criticize the corporate lapdog media. That ties into this story out of the Ottawa Citizen. Military leaders saw pandemic as unique opportunity to test propaganda techniques on Canadians. Forces report says engaged in disinformation and propaganda run by the military against the people as if they were a foreign enemy. And now the final leg of it is to openly announce you're under a military dictatorship. That ties into this from the Federalist. Obama-era intelligence officials tried to classify journalists and WikiLeaks as information brokers to surveil them, arrest them, and even imprison or assassinate them, including yours truly. Lynn Greenwald's writing about it. Yahoo News is even writing about it. Kidnapping and assassination plots by the CIA to stop journalists, and the media is endorsing this. Kidnapping, assassination, and the London shootout inside the CIA's secret war plans against WikiLeaks. How to stage this killing, say somebody else did it. It's all coming up right there. You see, they've made the decision to go authoritarian. The big corporations, the big banks can sit back in their Swiss armored fortresses and their Hawaiian armored mountaintop fortresses while they have the politicians, the front people, carry out martial law. Then that'll cause violent revolutions that break down society further, collapsing currencies. Then they come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. We either wake up to this or it's over. This is the big assault. This is the fabled New World Order. This is the dehumanization. This is the depopulation. This is the medical tyranny. This is everything. That's just some of the stacks on that front. Then, woman boiling bear urine as part of a ritual was a big environmentalist that believed the earth was overpopulated. Police have charged her with setting the fires that were claimed to have been caused by global warming. And now the media is trying to suppress the fact that she was a radical environmental extinctionist wacko lunatic. Hell, they've got New Yorker magazine calling for burning everything down, saying that'll stop the earth from burning. I also said I'd hit this yesterday, but I didn't. It's very important. Court precedents appear to back Biden's national coronavirus vaccine order. Legal experts say that's hard pinned to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere, that lie. I'm going to show you the history and what the precedents really say. And yes, the precedents say you can sterilize black people and poor white people. And the same court rulings say that you can be put in a camp. Those precedents were overturned after World War II. But they're They may have those precedents yet again. And all over the country, the federal government's spending billions on teaching in elementary, middle school, high school, and college the racism pyramid. When you deny you're racist, that's racist. When you say black people can be racist, that's racist. School district reportedly hired a consultant to teach the privilege pie, a chart, a pyramid of white supremacy. It's all just Marxism via race-based systems. That's all coming up. Oh, but the politicians aren't in trouble. Congress passed a law 10 years ago. They can insider trade. And now more than 130 federal judges broke the law by hearing cases involving their own financial interest. But that's all part of the ongoing corruption. Russell Brand says Russiagate is a Democratic conspiracy driven by the Clintons. Well, he doesn't say that. It's come out. The FBI's indicted Hillary's operatives for doing it. But that's a day late, a dollar short. And so much more today. I've not even scratched the surface. They're now arresting Americans for criticizing Biden and for criticizing the lockdown. After all, Biden in June listed people protesting lockdowns as terrorists. They're coming for everybody, folks.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Development, an extremely positive development when it comes to nation states and individual liberty and freedom on this planet that I'm going to discuss right now. But I want to be very clear to the listeners who are faithfully tuned into the Alex Jones Show. If I wanted to make this broadcast entertaining, I can play you 50 clips of leftists acting like total psychotic lunatics. We can laugh at them, and it's fun, and it gets tons of views, and the show's popular, and we make money and everything's happy until we collapse. I don't do that except when I'm making a point, because we have hardcore issues to cover of life and death. And so I could hit a million different talk radio right-wing topics that are all important. But if you don't hit the central issue, the so-called leaders that aren't leaders are never going to get what's going on. The public's not going to get what's going on, and we're going to lose. So before I hit this huge story that fits into this, I want to just be crystal clear. Rand Paul, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Jim Jordan, all these people, Devin Nunes, Steve Scalise, they're all good, smart, hardworking men who we're blessed to have. But I watch him making political points on Russiagate being proven to be a fraud, or, you know, oh my gosh, old issues where we've already won the fights on those. People know the truth. Instead of addressing global corporate government, censoring the government, surveilling everyone, rigging the economy, and working with big pharma and big banks that big tech was financed by, to censor even governments of the world of what they can say and what they can do, and forcing everyone under AI surveillance to in live time censor what we can do. I told everybody months before the election, I said, by the election, Trump will win the red mirage. Then they'll say he loses a few days later. Then they'll take Trump off the internet. A selective internet kill switch. I specifically said that word for word on every show. Just like I'm telling you this on every show. Why do you think they wanted me off air? Why am I their number one enemy? Because I actually know how they work. I spend all my time on what they're up to. It wasn't hard to see them slowly censoring starting 4 years ago. But even if you slowly censor, pretty soon, even if you slowly drink a glass of water, pretty soon you're at the bottom of the glass. You're sipping on a bottle of whiskey. In a couple weeks, it's already gone. Well, it's the same thing here. So they took Trump off Google. They took Trump off Twitter. They took him off Facebook. Facebook won't let him, quote, be on there. He gives these big rallies around the country. It's blocked out. Mainstream TV doesn't pick it up. It's old dinosaur media working with big tech that's owned by the big banks that owns big pharma. And big pharma is their system to assault us and to depopulate us, to sterilize us. They all go together. And so before they launched COVID-19 on us, they got control of all the major health departments of the world except a few, like Russia and India, who they have partial control of. And they came in and they put out the lie that it didn't come out of the Wuhan lab. They put out all those lies. They sold all that propaganda. And when people tried to speak out against it, prominent doctors, prominent scientists, the heads of their fields, Nobel Prize winners, they were universally censored and blocked out and blacked out. So that made them get more angry, made them do symposiums, made them start doing talk radio interviews, made them seek out every show they could get on because they were following the Hippocratic Oath. They understood how diabolical this was. They understood that Joseph Mengele had been resurrected in Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates. And so now Google announced today, all discussion of vaccines that's negative, any vaccine will be banned. So this is how you conquer the consumer advocates. It's how you conquer individuals that are going to criticize gas tanks that blow up in a car. Any of that is big tech AI and what it can do for corporations and what it can do for the media. It can shut down all the old media's competition, keep them relevant. It can shut down everybody that criticizes a new drug that's experimental force on the public. And then even Senator Paul, a month ago, did a floor speech where he talked about natural immunity in an Israeli study 13 to 27 times better, and they deleted that speech off his YouTube and said, you can't do it. Do it again. You'll be banned. He went on Newsmax. He went on a few shows and complained, but didn't introduce legislation. Didn't say this is criminal. Didn't say this is an act of war. Just took it. And they've had Senate hearings with medical doctors and scientists about the fact that this isn't a vaccine and it doesn't protect you. So they knew when they brought this forward, it would give you cancer and heart attacks and brain aneurysms. They knew it wouldn't work. They knew it would put blood clots in your lungs. It was in the literature. They premeditatedly are testing to see if they can kill millions of people with these poison shots. And if they get away with that, it's going to be billions. That's why they tell you, oh, we're reformulating new boosters for you. And suddenly the head of Pfizer is like our doctor, and he's on TV. Oh, what do you think of the CDC and FDA top boards that are statutory under law that their directives be followed by those agencies? What do you think of them bypassing and saying, we don't care about our boards saying no more boosters and don't give it to kids and it doesn't work? He said, oh, I think it's very good. He said, very good is the quote. You wake up. Oh, I'm sorry. You're a college top golf player going to the championship. You took the second Pfizer shot, had myocarditis, heart swelling. The doctor says the vaccine caused it. The insert says it can cause it. You didn't lie, but it still scares people. The UN told Yahoo, we're in charge of what's allowed on TikTok. So his video with 4.5 million views was taken down. See, just like that. It's corporations that set up the UN, select global corporations that set up the IMF, the World Bank, WTO. And we're now under it. And where is even Trump on this? He got us out of the UN, UNESCO. He got us out of some of the treaties. He did the best job anybody's done. Comparing Trump now to Rand Paul and the rest of them, he's a 90, they're a 5. I mean, they're doing nothing. They're not addressing what we're under. What's happening? A corporate global government takeover. Well, guess who is addressing it? We'll cover it when we come back. Russian Foreign Ministry denounces aggression that aims to silence RT after YouTube bans two German language channels that had scientists on talking about natural immunity and how it's better. Learned immunity from coming exposed to something is far better than the, quote, vaccine. And that the vaccine's efficacy in countries like Israel has waned to 39%. That's what they censored. Totally true, absolute fact that would defeat their giant global government rollout, world ID, contact tracer, vaccine passport, carbon passport system. It's that simple. This is the new war. This is the takeover. And Russia said this is information warfare. This is information aggression. You're censoring something to keep people from having medical information. What you're doing is criminal. You work for Big Pharma. They've all merged with each other. So they have financial interest at Google. They've merged. So has Facebook. And then they're suppressing you while they kill you with a poison drug they're pushing on you. They're a damn depopulation, 12-monkey cult that might as well have bombers in the air dropping 10,000-pound bombs on us. They're murdering us. They are murderers.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological war for operational humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You read about World War II, you read about the communist occupation of so many countries in the world, and you ask, why would leaders want to get control and enslave and kill and rape? Because they like to do it. The history of the world is war and conquest and death. And then there's very rare times where good men stand up and say, no, let's empower humanity. Let's believe in art and literature and culture, and let's protect the innocent and the weak. And those cultures always create golden ages. But then they become corrupt, they become decadent, and they end up falling to corruption. And next segment, I'm going to just fill the segment. I love to talk, but I'm going to fill the segment with some really positive news next segment. We have the daughter of Ontario's Premier Doug Ford. He's the guy announcing basically martial law up there that's so unpopular. She's come out against her own father while she's on the treadmill and just talks about what a monster he is and how this is the New World Order and how it's never going to end and how you've got to stop it. Then we've got Orlando Magic, Jonathan Isaac, says he isn't getting the COVID vaccine because he has natural immunity. Oh, that'll be censored. And Washington Wizards star Bradley Beal drops massive red pills. Oh, and then I've got the Johnson & Johnson employees from Project Veritas saying 200,000 have really died from the so-called vaccines. They don't work, and children shouldn't take them. They're experimental. So, see, that's people finding their souls. Sure, Veritas, they don't know they're being videotaped, but they're saying it's wrong, and they're high level. These corporations hire young trendies, says they'll do whatever they're told, but they're starting to really figure out what's going on. So, I mean, how far will you go? Because this is a real case of tyranny. Okay, you get boosted on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram if you push the party line. But that means nothing. By the way, I thought somebody just put video to that Joe Rogan minute and a half super powerful rant he did about this is Nazi Germany, a world ID to control you. This is absolutely about enslavement. You better resist the vaccine passport. And then I realized Joe put that out himself. He produced that and put it out on his Instagram. Last time I checked, it's got like 7 million views. It's good to have Joe fully awake now. I'll just leave it at that. I told everybody about a year ago when he moved to Austin, I said, he's already woken up. He's getting a position to do what he wants. He's finally empowered. And the version I saw said 7 million. I guess that's a different version. 5.5 million. Put out a day and a half ago. We ought to play that again. You know what? That's part of the solution. We'll play that minute and a half first when we come out of the next segment. And then we'll play the daughter of the premier in the most populous province of Canada, saying it's pure New World Order takeover. That's a trap. You got to get out of it now. And then we'll play the basketball players. But this is what they're trying to censor. So in comes the Russians. Russia's paying people to have children. You get bigger bonuses as you go up. You have four children, you're tax exempt for life, basically, depending on the policy. There's different ones. China just said, hey, we're going to be like Russia. We're going to pay you to have three kids. And by the way, we'll arrest you if you're a homosexual. I'm not saying do that, but that's how far they've gone. China finances all this Hollywood anti-American crap, but they don't allow it there because they know that's designed to collapse society. Well, Russia's not doing any of that stuff, and that's why they're under attack. They're Christian, they're nationalists, they've cut their defense spending. They see organic food to the world is their goal and family health. They said everything is family and God. And Putin said if a country doesn't have God, they will be ruled by the devil. I mean, he's come out and said that. You never see it on our news. But Putin was a secret Christian even when he was in the KGB. So that's what's going on. So what did they do? What did they come out and say? Well, the article's up on Infowars.com. Russia's foreign ministry denounces aggression that aims to silence RT after YouTube bans two of their German channels that are some of the top channels in Germany, by the way. The Google-owned video platform deleted RT Deutsch and Der RT channels on Tuesday, saying they had attempted to circumvent a community guideline strike for medical misinformation, saying that natural immunity is better, saying the sky is blue. Also on RT, YouTube deletes two channels of RT's sister project, RT Deutsch, and it goes on from there, describing the move as an act of unprecedented information aggression. Yeah, it's information warfare. An obvious manifestation of censorship and suppression of freedom of expression. The foreign ministry in Moscow said YouTube acted with obvious conveyance, if not at the insistence of German authorities. While hoping that Tuesday's action isn't a media version of Barbarossa, that's the Hitler's invasion of Russia, the code name given to the Nazi Germany 41 invasion of Soviet Union. Moscow said it was particularly cynical, considering September 28th is the UN designated International Day for Universal Access to Information. Well, the UN violates everything it says. The ministry pointed out that Germany has subjected the Russian broadcaster to many years of harassment, including blocking bank accounts, defamation, and more. And so the purpose of the aggressive act was to silence the sources of information that do not fit the media landscape of German officialdom it's comparable with. It's bigger than that. It's a worldwide. It's big tech merging with big pharma in business. Google's one of the biggest owners of pharmaceutical stock and the vaccine, along with Facebook. So again, it is criminal activity. And by the way, the head of YouTube, her sister, is heavily invested and is one of the top advisors and brokers on not one but three major pharmaceutical companies bringing you mRNA. So these are just ruthless, evil corporations silencing their prey. They are the equivalent of Osama bin Laden with a wig. I mean, these people know what they're doing. They're transhumanists. They're pro-exterminationists. They hate everybody. They surveil everyone. They censor you. And now in RT, we have an article on Infowars.com with the videos that were deleted. In fact, I want to find those videos because they're linked on the site. I want them uploaded to Bandai Video. I don't care if they're in German. They have a banned section of Bandai Video that is the most banned videos of stuff YouTube takes down. That's our main mission there, is to post stuff that is being censored. But the videos in question were medical doctors explaining that natural immunity is key. Now remember, that's what Rand Paul got censored for. Imagine a medical doctor giving a speech in the Senate. He could have been up there reading out of the alphabet or reading out of the encyclopedia. He should be able to do it. But no, he was right. That's why they censored him. And so if our government is censored by something, what does that tell you? I don't want the government censoring me. They shouldn't be able to do that. So why can YouTube? Well, it's not, quote, a private company in that it is a utility. And that's how they've had their immunity, is that they're supposedly only supposed to block things that are illegal. Not, oh, we're owned by pharmaceutical companies now, or we've merged the pharmaceutical companies now, and so we're not going to let you criticize our drugs or our products, and I don't care if you're in the U.S. Senate or you're a former president, you can't do that. And that's how YouTube does it. They put all the negative Trump news up top. When you search his name, you search Alex Jones, it's all the negative stuff from 3-4 years ago. They basically steal your identity and only put out what they want about you until you're another person in cyberspace that exists in the real world. It's information management. It's the threat of our lifetimes. It's taking over now. And it's trying to deny us medical treatments to protect ourselves. It's trying to deny us truth about a vaccine that isn't a vaccine and doesn't work. These people need to be charged with terrorism. They need to be charged with every form of racketeering and criminal activity under the sun. And they need to be put in prison for life. The head of YouTube, the CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, all of them, their major shareholders that are involved in this, need to come out and decry it and say it's wrong, or they need to be indicted, they need to be incarcerated, they need to be tried, and they need to be imprisoned, because this is 21st century war. Instead, they've declared the whole COVID hysteria, global lockdown, and are locking us up in our houses and telling us we've got to carry prisoner passes to go around. We've got to put things they say in our bodies whenever they want to kill us, or they'll take away our right to be outside the prison. They're smart cities or smart prisons. I told you that decades ago. I told you about the prison planet. I made the film Endgame, and now it's all here. Let's play clips of people fighting back, from Joe Rogan to the premier of Canada's daughter. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
As soon as you give politicians power, any kind of power that didn't exist previously, if they can figure out a way to force you into carrying something that lets you enter businesses or lets you do this or lets businesses open, historically, they are not going to give that power up. They find new reasons to use it.
I'll be back.
We have to protect those freedoms at all costs, whether you agree with people's choices or not, because it is the foundation that this country was founded on. Freedom. This idea of freedom, there's so many people that think it's frivolous, it's not important, it's not the main thing that we should be focused on, but it is the literal structure that allows this country to be so amazing. Every single country that's ever existed other than the United States, up until 1776, every fucking country that has ever existed was run by dictators. All of them. This is the first experiment in self-government that actually worked, and it created the greatest superpower the world's ever known. It created the greatest cultural machine, the greatest machine of art and creativity and innovation, right in here. And how did it do that? It did it through freedom. And as soon as you see something, anything that comes along and inhibits your freedom, you should be very cautious of that. You should be very suspicious. Because anything that comes along that can inhibit your freedom is, by definition,
anti-American.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. As we could have all expected, the Liberal government won last night with a minority government, just wasting our tax dollars like they absolutely love to do and stripping our freedoms away one day at a time. So just remember to go and thank the Liberal when we go down the New World Order. And while we're at it, I might as well start talking about CV. Does anyone question why the government does not want to release any of the research? Is anyone questioning why Israel is, their studies are finding that natural immunity is 13 to plus times more effective than the bees? Is anyone questioning that, or are you just going to line up and get your booster shot in 3 months? Anyone do the research yesterday when I posted the New York Times independent studies that showed that in September of 2020, when very few people had the V in their system, that deaths were actually lower than in September of 2021, when apparently a very large portion of the global population has been double dosed. Is anyone asking any questions? Why aren't we asking questions? Why are more people dying now? Is it because the strain is really that more deadly? Because all of the research behind the strains show that they're more contagious, but they're not as deadly. Guys, start asking questions. I know many of my friends took their two and done, and I respect that, but you have to start asking questions now. Why are the two and done people stuck in a different country because they tested positive for CV? Isn't the V supposed to prevent you from getting CV in the first place? And even if you do test positive, what is the benefit of taking the V if you still need quarantine in that country because you've tested positive? Where's the benefit for the people who did do their two shots, they did listen to the government, and now they're stuck in a different country because they tested positive? That puts them in a no different spot than me, who I'm not following the rules of doing this. So what's the benefit? What's the benefit if you can't travel, if you happen to test positive, you can't even come home? Yourself. Ask your family, ask your peers these questions. Start having these questions in the workroom. Start having these conversations. When I posted back in May or June of last year about the upcoming mask mandates and to not comply, this is why I urged people not to comply. We found out right away that masks weren't very effective, if effective at all, based on how people were wearing them and reusing them. And it actually could have made things a lot worse for some people, and they're making things a lot worse for some certain age groups today. That was one. But we complied. We complied. We could have looked it up ourselves and realized that the way masks have been worn and the type of masks that have been worn are not effective. We could have put our foot down collectively, and we didn't. And then you had the mask police lining up at the stores, and they wouldn't let people in without masks unless you said that you had an exemption. Some stores didn't even honor that. But that was the stepping stone to the V passport. That allowed businesses to find employees to stand at the door, to train employees to be mask police. And here we are today. And you think it's just going to be movie theaters, restaurants, gyms? That's the first step. That's going to be hair salons, nail salons, massage clinics. They are going to take it all. They are going to take it all. And we've allowed it. We can't blame the government. We have to blame ourselves for covering our faces. If only we didn't cover our faces, we wouldn't be here today. But we are so compliant with what the government says that once they dangle a little carrot over you. And in reality, we all know, while we're bitching about this, something bigger is going on in the background because they always want to distract us, but we do know what's coming on in the background, but I'm not going to start talking about it because why? I was called crazy last year, I'm going to be called crazy again, and it's going to happen, so I'm just going to stop.
And I'm just going to ask everyone to collectively wake up. It's not going to be two doses and done. It's going to be boosters for life. And every booster that you take is going to weaken your natural immunity to fight off the viruses. That's it. Just stop. Stop complying. Please and thank you. Thank you for...
Jonathan, Josh Robbins with The Athletic. What is it about the vaccine that makes you hesitant to get it?
I would start with I've had COVID in the past, and so our understanding of antibodies, of natural immunity has changed a great deal from the onset of the pandemic, and it's still evolving. I understand that the vaccine would help if you catch COVID, and you'll be able to have less symptoms from contracting it. But with me having COVID in the past and having antibodies, with my current age group and physical fitness level, it's not necessarily a fear of mine. Taking the vaccine, like I said, it would decrease my chances of having a severe reaction, but it does open me up to the, albeit rare, chance, but the possibility of having an adverse reaction to the vaccine itself. I don't believe that being unvaccinated means infected, or being vaccinated means uninfected. You can still catch COVID with or without having the vaccine. I would say, honestly, the craziness of it all, in terms of not being able to say that it should be everybody's fair choice without being demeaned or talked crazy to, doesn't make one comfortable to do what said person is telling them to do. I would say that's a couple of the reasons that, I would say I'm hesitant at this time, but at the end of the day, I don't feel that it is, anyone's reason to come out and say, well, this is why or this is not why. It should just be their decision, and, loving your neighbors, not just loving those that agree with you or look like you or move in the same way that you do. It's loving those who don't.
Every player, every person in this world is going to make their own decision for themselves. I would like an explanation to, people with vaccines. Why are they still getting COVID? If that's something that we are supposed to highly be protected from. Like, it's funny that, it reduces your chances of going to the hospital. It doesn't eliminate anybody from getting COVID, right? So is everybody in here vax? I would assume, right? So you all can still get COVID, right?
We're less likely to die or go to the hospital.
Okay, but you can still get COVID, right? So, and you can still pass it along with the vax, right? I'm just asking the question.
So, like, having COVID back around the Olympics, like, that, basically, just saying, like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but did having it change your opinion one way or another, like, did it kind of reemphasize, I don't need the vaccine?
No, that wasn't the case. I mean, I had it, but that doesn't mean I can't get it again, I mean, it's no different than somebody with the vaccine. Like, I developed the antibodies for it, so my chances will be less likely now as well, right? But
we know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.